Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Blair Boonmagura, your host. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll celebrate the February birthdays of a wide range of female performers. Since February is also Black History Month, it seems fitting to begin with an artist who was decorated by presidents, admired by kings, honored by universities, and yet, due to the fact that she lived during a crucial period in our country's history, she was also turned away from concert halls, opera houses, music schools, and restaurants. Marian Anderson, who was born February 27, 1897, and died April 8, 1993. She had an unusual contralto voice, with that full-bodied D below middle C and a brilliant high C at the other extreme of her range. The renowned conductor, Arturo Toscanini, proclaimed, "Yours is a voice one hears once in 100 years." With the aid of First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt and her husband, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Anderson performed a critically acclaimed open-air concert on Easter Sunday, April 9, 1939, on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. She captivated a crowd of more than 75,000 people and a radio audience in the millions. Anderson leaves behind an incredible legacy, and it was just announced this past year that Anderson would appear alongside Eleanor Roosevelt on the redesigned U.S. $5 bill. It's scheduled to be unveiled in 2020. This is a triumph for Anderson, a triumph for African Americans, a triumph for women, and yes, a triumph for song enthusiasts. It's also interesting to note that Anderson is only one of four classical singers to ever have received a Lifetime Grammy Achievement Award. One of the others is also coming up on this special birthday broadcast. So I'll let you try to guess who that might be. Let's listen to two historic recordings by Anderson, with Franz Rupp at the piano. The French romance, Plaisir d'amour, Pleasure of Love by Martini, and I'll follow that with Schubert's Liebesbotschaft, Love's Message. Thank you.
lebten so munter und schnell. Ach, trautes Bächlein, mein Bote bist du. Bringe die Grüße des Fernen ihr zu. All ihre Blumen im Garten gepflegt, wie sie so lieblich am Busen trägt, und ihre Rosen in purpurne Glut, Bächleine quicken mit kühlende Flut, und ihre Rosen in purpurne Glut, Bächleine quicken mit kühlende Flut. Wenn sie am Ufer in Träume versinkt, einer gedenkend das Köpfchen hält, tröste die Süße mit freundlichem Blick, denn der Geliebte kehrt bald zurück. Tröste die Süße mit freundlichem Blick, denn der Geliebte kehrt bald zurück. Neigt sich die Sonne an rötlichen Schein, das Liebchen in Schlummer ein. Rausche sie murmeln im süßen Ruf, flüstre die Träume der Liebe zu.
I'd like to turn now to German soprano Lotte Lehmann, born February 27, 1888, and she died August 26, 1976. Considered among the very best of the best, Singing in Other Sins is actually devoting an entire program to Lehmann later this month. But I thought we could also include her here today, singing one of Schubert's most technically difficult songs, Nacht und Träume, Night and Dreams.
Oh,
move now to soprano Renata Tebaldi, born February 1st, 1922, and she died December 19th, 2004. Considered one of the greatest operatic voices of the 20th century, Tebaldi was known primarily for her considerable work in opera, and for the supposed rivalry that existed between Tebaldi and Maria Callas. Tebaldi also spent some time on the concert stage in a recital, so let's listen to Tebaldi perform Tosti Sogno with Richard Bonning at the piano. You're listening to a special episode of Singing in Other Sins, and we're celebrating female performers' birthdays this February. Conductor Sir Georg Solti said of our next singer, "In my long life, I've met maybe two sopranos with this quality of such great singing. The first is Renata Tebaldi. The other is Renee Fleming, one of the U.S.'s national treasures in opera. Born on Valentine's Day, 1959, her parents must have had a suspicion that America would fall in love with this singer. Fleming has managed to penetrate into mainstream American culture, singing for presidential inaugurations and even the national anthem at the Super Bowl. Let's listen to Fleming perform Cecilia by Richard Strauss. This song features long and passionate operatic-like phrases that climb higher and higher in tessitura, seeming to slip into the heavens. It's a breathtakingly terrific lead.
Wenn du es wüsstest, was Träumen heißt, von brennenden Küssen, von Wangen und Wangen, mit der Geliebten. Und Kosend und Planend.
Our next birthday girl is one of French and German song's most accomplished singers, Dutch soprano Ellie Ameling, born on February 8, 1933. Ameling has performed with some of the biggest names in song and opera, Pierre Bernac, Benjamin Britten, Kurt Mazur, André Previn, and of course the pianist that she will be featured with here today, Dalton Baldwin. Let's listen to an Ameling-Baldwin collaboration in both French and German. We begin with one of Schubert's most iconic lieder, Gretchen am Spinnrad, Gretchen at the Spinning Wheel, followed by a song completely contrasting in tone and temperament, Le Colibri, The Hummingbird, by Ernest Chausson.
Und kürzen ihn, so viel ich wollt, und sein.
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, a special February birthday tribute to female artists. Now it's time for a musical sin and another celebration of African American culture this month. And for this, we celebrate the talents and birthday of jazz pianist, singer Nina Simone. Nina Simone was born February 21, 1933, and she died April 21, 2003. I was fortunate enough to see Simone in concert at Carnegie Hall before she passed, and she was a mesmerizing figure on stage right up through to her final years. Many know of Simone as a jazz singer, but some are unaware that she aspired to be a classical pianist and spent a summer studying at the Juilliard School. Let's listen to her performing one of my favorite piano arrangements of You'll Never Walk Alone, a song from the 1945 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, Carousel. Besides flirting a bit with Bach-style counterpoint in this arrangement, Simone calls upon the virtuosity influence of 19th-century romantic pianists like Chopin, Liszt, and Rachmaninoff for the climactic ending of You'll Never Walk Alone.
Thank you.
We continue our program by returning to the golden voice of an Italian soprano of immense accomplishment, Renata Scotto, born February 24, 1934. Often sharing the stage at the Met with other iconic greats like Luciano Pavarotti and John Vickers, Scotto soared thanks to her background steeped in the bel canto training. In addition to her accomplishments in the world of opera, Scotto also presented song recitals where she performed works by Berlioz, Strauss, and Schoenberg. Let's listen to Scotto here, singing from a live recording one of Liszt's three Petrarch songs, I vidi in terra angelica costume, I saw angelic virtue on earth. Thank you. I'd like to feature one more Italian voice by another one of opera's most accomplished sopranos, Mirella Freni. Born on February 27th in 1935, Freni possesses a beautiful timbre and vocal quality, and she worked judiciously to preserve her voice by only singing roles that she thought would suit her and not destroy the voice. Freni shared the stage at the Met and other opera houses with such greats as Placido Domingo, Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, and Dame Kiri de Kanawa, to name a few. Let's listen here to Freni's performance of Dvorak's Songs My Mother Taught Me from his collection of gypsy songs, a celebrated and familiar melody of nostalgia that has been widely enjoyed throughout the years.
Oh!
Now, we end our program with another great American icon in the world of opera, whose mere presence broke racial barriers, dissolved hostilities, and helped to awaken the conscience of a nation. Remember my earlier trivia question during the Marian Anderson segment regarding the other Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award winner who was born in February? Well, that honor goes to none other than Leontine Price, another African-American artist to also help round out our appreciation during February's African-American History Month. In addition to her other 19 Grammy Awards, and to being the first opera singer to receive the Presidential Medal Award, Price has far too many numerous honors here to mention. For the record, the only other two classical singers who have achieved the Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award status have been Enrico Caruso and American soprano Jessie Norman, another African-American of tremendous achievement in music. As with Marian Anderson, Price's presence at the Met forced a moral commitment. A new policy emerged during this time of racial tension, and with it, Leontine Price encouraged the Met to no longer perform before segregated audiences, nor stay in hotels that were discriminated. Leontine Price was born on February 10, 1927. Celebrated conductor Herbert von Karajan said of Price, "She gave me goosebumps upon hearing her." I've decided to play a recording of Price with pianist David Garvey performing Brahms's Zigeuner Lieder, a cycle of Hungarian gypsy songs. Originally intended for choir, Brahms also adapted the cycle into a solo piano arrangement, as well as an arrangement for solo singer featuring 8 of the 11 total songs. So let's listen here to all 8 of the Zigeuner Lieder, since they are rather short, and that way we can appreciate the true artistry of Price.
Lieber Himmel, einzig nur für mich. schönes Kind. Schleckt die Schworen keck zusammen, tschörnische Melodie beginnt. Küss und Herz, dein süßes Täubchen, rennt sie, fällt sie, jauchzt und springt. Wir träumen das Silbergulden auf, da sind wir.
Thank you.
I'd like to end today's program with Leontine Price singing the spiritual He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. I hope you enjoyed this special Singing in Other Sins celebrating the talents of several female artists, all born this month of February, and also enjoyed some of our tributes to African American artists during African American History Month. I invite you to tune in again next week for another episode of Singing and Other Sins. I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura.
He's got to burn.